It's self-discovery. We uncover and discover the thing we've been looking for all our lives. And it's right here. Now, the wonder of wonders is that I never made a mistake in the first 43 years of my life. I never made one mistake. There were some pretty lousy things happened to me, but it was not my fault. It was not my fault. It was your fault. It was the conditions and circumstances. It was the boss. It was my wife. But more particularly, it was her mother. I never made one mistake in the first 43 years. And something happened to me when I was 43. And all my excuses and all my I wants disappeared. I guess they burned out. You people don't know what I'm talking about. Some of you do. They burned out. And I didn't have any more excuses. And I didn't have any more I wants. And I started trying to rub out a record. 35 years and 8 months ago. And that's all I wanted to do. Rub out as much of the record as I could before I died. And that's what I've been doing for 35 years and 8 months. And everything that I beat my brains out to get and ended up without came into my life. When I quit trying to get anything, I got rich. When I quit trying to go anyplace, I've been all over the world. And when I quit trying to run my life and my wife's and my kids, we became a family. We're as close as thieves. So, I have an idea that St. Francis knew what he was talking about when he said, for it's better to love than to be loved. It's better to understand than to be understood. For it is in giving that we receive, and forgiving that we're forgiven, and in dying that we awaken to eternal life. Now, I changed that line. I changed everything I don't like. I changed the line in the Lord's Prayer. You know? Because it says in there someplace, lead us not into temptation. And when I was a little bitty old kid, I knew that God couldn't lead me into temptation. I didn't know how come that thing was in there, because God couldn't lead me into temptation. He don't know anything about temptation. God don't know anything that's contrary to his own nature. You see, we've got him messed up. We think he knows a lot about bad stuff and evil stuff, and maybe he's a God of judgment that grants and withholds. You hear that all over the place. Not true. God couldn't know anything that's contrary to his own nature and be God. Because if there was anything that was contrary to his nature, the Bible couldn't start out, in the beginning, God. God plus nothing leaves nothing but God. It'd have to say in the beginning, God and something else. If there's a God of judgment, there'd have to be something that God is not.